Hi, welcome back to the Web Bonus with Art Speak. I'm Claire Maxwell, and I'm joined by Bernard McCoy and Elaine DeLeo from MA, Modern Atlanta, also known as MA. And right now we're just kind of talking about your backgrounds in art and really how you guys got started and really how MA came about. Bernard, can we start with you?
You sure can. Well, I was in the Air Force for a number of years and lived in Europe and worked in a field of science called metrology, which is measurements. Found it quite boring, actually. But there was one thing that I always liked was just creativity. And the thing that being in Europe that I just started to sort of attach myself to was this idea of appreciating the process. And at the time, this is in the early 90s, I had no idea what that really meant. I just saw people just hanging around design and just talking about things. And a few years later, I just started to understand it was more of a cultural thing with the Italians, just the appreciation for process and design. I just started to sort of embrace that. And I eventually moved back to the States and was living here in Atlanta. I moved into a loft, just thought it'd be the right thing for the kind of lifestyle that I wanted. And basically, but there was a void because I was no longer experienced that interaction between conversation around design thinking. The way I sort of filled that void was to start going to design showrooms and just hanging out. And also I was furnishing my place too. So it was just a good way to sort of connect. Around 2000, 2003 or so, I was online and this person had just moved from Seattle and wanted to meet like-minded people. And that's kind of what started this idea of sort of networking around design. And I was quite excited to be a part of this group. It was this first meeting was to take place in downtown Decatur. So I grabbed all my magazines. I remember at the time Wallpaper and Dwell magazines, just had just tons of books and just ready to go meet people just like me, I thought. And then when I got there, it was basically just the person who had reached out. So no one showed up. So it was like, oh my God, what is this? But I just knew there was something there, so I decided to sort of take the lead and try it again. So the next month, I had organized, and we had about 13 architects show up at Octane, which had just opened, Octane Coffee Lounge, and that just led to a lot of good energy. So for a number of years, we would just meet once a month, and then something happened where the conversation turned to architecture in Atlanta. And there was a consensus that we really need to be more, I guess, more active in sort of promoting good design. So we were asked to showcase a home that was being built. And that led to this idea that there were a lot of people that really liked contemporary but didn't know how to approach it. So these open houses, which we did several, sort of just led to this movement. And obviously we recognized there was an opportunity. And around 2006, I started the idea of a home tour. And at the same time is when I had met Elaine. I'll let her fill you in on kind of her background.
So I met Bernard after I moved here from Scottsdale, Arizona. And I too was kind of looking for, you know, people, like-minded people to meet up with. And I found the group that Bernard's talking about. And I said, hey, you know, my background is marketing and event management. And if you ever need any help with an event, let me know. And he emailed me a couple months later and said, by the way, we're going to do a home tour. Would you be able to help us? And that's really how we kind of started. And then we formed MA together. And it's just been, you know, an amazing experience. And we were really nervous about that first home tour. We were kind of like, you know, will people come? And it was a hit. You know, it really blew our minds how many people here in Atlanta and beyond Atlanta came in for the tour. But my background in general is just, you know, I've always been surrounded by modernist architecture. When I was growing up, my grandmother, my dad's mom was a lover of modern design. And I remember being a little kid and being in her house, and I was always drawn to this fiberglass rocking chair that she had, and it was an Eames rocker. And I was just like, I just love that chair. And, you know, to this day, I still say to her, I'm going to get that chair from you. And that just kind of led me down a path of, you know, learning more about modern design and architecture. I was a fine arts major in college, more on the, you know, the artistic graphic design side, but always loved architecture as well. So it's just kind of a natural thing for us to do this. I mean, neither of us are architects or practicing designers, but we understand it and we love it, and we want to give it a platform.
How do you feel that MA really, over the years since it's been founded, has really continued to put Atlanta and other states on the map when it comes to innovative and creative forms of design and the events that you guys are offering?
That's a good question. I remember in the early years being interviewed for several local magazines, and I was asked to sort of critique the state of design in Atlanta. And I was just to show you the culture at that time. I was more concerned about if I would step on toes and get the media upset with me. They wouldn't give me the attention because I'm not saying the right things. So I was really like tossing, how did I go with this? And I decided it's best to be honest. So my critique was not flattering of the city at that time. But it was quite honest. What I can say is that the thing that I knew for this movement is that we had to be very serious about our content. And that means we can't be superficial. We have to really focus on that, the idea of process and the appreciation and the awareness. So really trying to make sure that the copy was strong, going deeper than what's on the surface of design. And also it became quite clear that to sort of change the mindset, you really can't focus on trying to win the establishment over. So what was important was to do it the way that I had envisioned, and Elaine was my executor. And that's how we sort of worked as a partnership, was that I wanted to make sure that this movement was more about Atlanta being a host city. And therefore, we would bring things from the outside world, international design, to Atlanta to sort of showcase in hopes that that would inspire and just create more of a conversation around what constitutes good design. But also that process would also lead us to start to discover good designers in the city. So we would be able to sort of flesh that out, because now they're inspired by what we're doing. And that's been the case. It's kind of what our mode of operation is to say design is human. And that's our tag, which is basically what we're saying is that we really want to get past superficial lifestyle, what's on the surface, go a little bit deeper into design. So we bring some of the biggest names and designs to the city. We showcase films for some of the biggest thinkers and architects and designers in the city. It's a lot of what we do is more geared towards bringing things into the city, mm-hmm. to sort of share.
The other side of that, too, is that, you know, design affects us every day in terms of how we live, what we sit on, you know, what we eat off of. And that's the other human element to what we do, is to helping people understand, you know, why do they like something? What was the thought or process behind it? How was it made? And why is design, you know, why are some things more expensive, better made? And so we're not just modernists. We just appreciate great design in general.
Yeah.
Right.
And that's why I would also say that that's why it was important that you're going to be active in this community, trying to sort of open minds and change attitudes. You got to give people something to take home. So it was quite clear that we would do a publication. That was clear. We would do something. It would be Elevated. And Armchair Media is an Atlanta-based digital agency that sort of helped brand it. Well, they did brand Ma. The look visually, what you see is Armchair. And the book was a big part of that component. So, and I think for us, it's really about giving people something to take back and just to look over and keep the conversation going.
That's great. Thank you guys so much for joining me today. And we will see you guys next week with Art Speak.